Folks, hello and welcome to Tavern Chat. Returning now to Anchor. Go figure that crap out. So, we actually have voicemails in the hopper. And as such, not tonight, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is Wednesday. That means Talking Crit with, I do believe, special guest Levi. But when Mr. Combs joins us, he won't be around on Thursday. So Thursday, I intend to get to some of the voicemails. People are leaving voicemails on Anchor, which is always a great thing. That's going to be fun. Now, today was going to be an unboxing of Arduin goodness until I realized, well, A, I'd have to record it with my cell phone, and B, I didn't want to wait to open up the fucking box, so I opened up the box, and then you really can't have an unboxing if you don't have a box to unbox, right? So, what does that mean? Well, it means I will still, must be Amazon, I will still show the content of the box, which is what I have now. Now, I got to say, the folks over at Emperor's Choice went above and beyond. Oh, my effing God. So, I'm not even sure where to go first. I'm digging through the pile. It's a pile of goodness. Here, I'm going to go Arduin Trilogy. All right. This is those first three books that are expensive as all fucking hell on eBay and the originals. Yeah, my virtual green screen ain't crapping out so much with this new camera. So, this has the stuff that I've been going through off the PDF because I couldn't read the originals. I can read this. This is a readable font size. This is doable. And this is full of goodness. Now, I've only been dealing with Dave's essays. So that means that I haven't been dealing with the crunch in here. I will be dealing with the crunch in here and the other books. Now, I mistakenly thought that, wow, the trilogy was like, you know, the Bible. No. Well, I guess it is. It's like, this is like the Old Testament, all right? And then we had Dave's later work, which I guess you could say is like the New Testament. Then they got even more, so I don't even know where that comes from. Maybe it's like the Dead Sea Scrolls. I don't know. Well, actually, we'll get more on that later. So, there are an additional six volumes. Okay? And some of Dave's advice is spot on, like on dungeons, caverns, and other holes in the ground. He talks about dungeon ecology. Fucking gold. So this is going to be, at some point, I'm going to be pulling from this. Again, I haven't even looked in the later ones yet. I am a kid at Christmas. George, thank you. But seriously, was this Lush Grimoire, which I think is book four. Not quite sure. Dark Dreams. House of the Rising Sun. I really need to break out my Spotify and start playing some songs. Shadowlands. Winds of Change. End War. Again, there's so much stuff in here. If you are looking for ideas for your campaign, you want to keep your players off guard, off balance, holy shit. But that's just the nine books that we're thinking about, right? You know, the trilogy. If you're only going to get one, the Game Green Screen, the trilogy. The trilogy is about 550 pages. Oh my God. Like I said, my originals, I can't read. I just can't, man. My eyes fail me. But this I can read. I don't have to resort to the PDF. And I can read this anywhere. So I'm happy. And this is a gold mine. The next six books are a simple gold mine. But, and if that was all I had, I would be a kid on Christmas. I actually feel like today I was I was the jackass kid that would search out the Christmas presents ahead of time. You already wrapped, you know. And then parents aren't home. You know, just find the packages that had the cheap tape on them. And you gently pull that cheap tape and then you peel it back and just look at the side of the box to see what it is because you needed to know. And then you do. That was me today, but I had to get into the fucking box. So that's why we're not having an unboxing. Vaults of the Weaver. It's six modules in here. Six adventures. I swear. I am. Very nice art. I love that style of black and white art. Maps. I honest to God, I don't have the prices in front of me. I do apologize. I am honest, this was gifted to me because of my recently found passion in Arduin. Because, holy crap, except when I started really reading it, I owned it for years. But I owned it because it's collectible. You have to own it, right? And I started reading it because Emperor's Choice, like a phoenix, rose from the dead. Started putting stuff out again. And damn, Dave's stuff is timeless. So, in any case, six adventures and Vault of the Weaver. That's not all. I'm tired. All right. If you need to beat somebody senseless, and I don't know if you really need to, but if it comes down to that, if you need to beat somebody senseless, how many pages? Well over 800 pages of the world, the setting of Arduin. And you can take this. I don't know if it'll stop. It's a soft cover. I don't think it's going to stop a large slug. Maybe a 22. But it's impressive. It's heavy. It's got those things we call words. It's probably going to be one of the last things I really fully delve in. I'll flip through this in the next couple of days. But to give it a real cover-to-cover reading, this is going to take a while. This is heavy. I prefer the essays, but let's just put them aside. And then this was also in the bag. And look at this. It's red. It's like Valentine's Day. Or it's Santa. You know what it is? This is Santa's bag. Santa's bag is awesome. What do we got in here? Well, I got a little red thread. Whee! Okay, I got two cards. Landshark. Scorpion. Gray Horror. Air Shark. Okay, that was close. Swords and Dragons. I haven't even opened up these cards yet. I should. I understand that the rules are available for free on the Emperor's Choice website. I'm going to leave a link to the store. Now, here's the thing. Yesterday, Emperor's Choice put up a post on Facebook on their community group that everything that all the orders were shipped that were pending and orders were landing. Well, I can guarantee you orders are landing because I have an order that landed. And by the way, this isn't everything either. But the other part is, oh, geez, in this, it's a scroll. It's a map. Actually, it's two maps. Not going to show up very well on mine. Look at that. On my virtual screen. I tested everything but the maps before I jumped into this with my new camera. And yeah, the maps aren't. But there's actually another map in here. I wonder if the other maps will show up a little bit better. Oh, no, it's not. It just blocked me out altogether. Any case. These are maps on paper that you, the larger map, it's almost like a faux parchment paper. It's cool. I would personally like to get it framed. I got a lot of stuff I gotta get framed. And if I get it framed, maybe Rachel let me put things in this room. And then if I can put things in this room, maybe I don't need to use a virtual green screen. Maybe I can just show off stuff like other people do. We shall see. Of course, I gotta wind these tighter to put them back in the tube. In any case, huge thanks to Emperor's Choice. Now, just because I'm doing this faux unboxing, like I said, it's not a real unboxing because I'm like a kid at Christmas. I don't have the patience to do an actual unboxing. I'm gonna look at this with a critical eye. I'm going to tell you right now that I've enjoyed Dave's articles, and I have not put much time at all into the crunch, the alternate classes, the magic items, the spells, the adventures. Haven't delved into that yet. I'm still more on Dave's thought process as opposed to the result of his thought process. So I have a large rabbit hole. So now I'm going to ask you all, the listeners, the viewers, what you want from me when it comes to Arduin. I mean, do you want me to delve in deep and do three or four episodes a week for a while? Of course, as news events pop up and they will bounce it. Do I set aside like a day or two during the week that's like, well, Sunday and Thursday is Arduin days at the tavern. And the other question that's important is, do I start covering some of this stuff over at the blog side? I do find the spoken word works better for things where I am literally riffing off somebody else's thoughts. But the blog side allows me to delve in deep, and maybe the crunch would work better being reviewed or looked at or considered on the blog side. Let me get your thoughts in the comments below or via voicemail. You can leave a voicemail at 347-509-5168, 347-509-5168, or the other alternative, right? If you're listening on Anchor or on a podcast catcher, you can go to the Anchor app and you can leave a voicemail. I do listen to them. Like I said, I have a number that are pending because we've done a recent release. I've done a recent release of podcast episodes since Anchor fixed their back end, apparently. It now it's a breeze. Thank you, Anchor. I'm uploading the videos to Anchor. You can also watch the videos on Spotify if you so desire. They are available there. Now, we've covered all that stuff. I'm going to be spending time reading tonight. Thank God there's no football on. Oh, if there was football on, Jets and Giants both suck. So, in any case, we are still in the midst of the world of COVID. What does that mean? It means I ask you, I beg of you, use your common sense. All right. And really, I can't ask for anything else. Use your common sense. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Bad Mike and myself, we will have Levi Colmes on 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. All right, folks. On that note, I am out of here.